No matter where you are or what you're doing, nothing stops you in your tracks than a theme song you grew up with. You're now listening to Catchy, a theme song podcast with your hosts,
Trina,
Shelby,
and Addie. Each week, one of us will pick a song we will present to the rest of the host to share the fun facts, the lyrics, play games, and more.
Today's dive bar acoustic performer is... Shelby!
Yay!
Yay! Hello! Super excited for this week. So if you recall, my hint last week was make your peace. And it's kind of like a, if you know, you know, but if you don't know, you don't know. I guess I don't really know. All right. So I'm going to try to jukebop this theme song. It will be, should be interesting. I've tried this a bunch of times this week, by the way, just because I'm like, where do I start in the song? Okay. Do 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 do.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah, that was good.
I feel like my voice cracked a little bit there, but here we go.
No.
Puberty. What a theme song.
Name that.
I knew it from your hint. So it's Wynonna Earp.
Yes, that is correct. Welcome to the Wynonna Earp episode, or the Earpisode, everyone. Huh, so pumped. So little disclaimer on the show in general. I would not love the show as much as I do if it weren't for Trina's friendly reminders of me to watch the show for probably years.
Yes, I keep telling you, Shelby, you have to watch it. You're gonna love it. Just watch it, watch it, watch it. You're like, yeah. Finally, you watched it. I'm like, yes. Yeah.
And I don't remember when you first mentioned it. It had to have at least been. It was probably when it first came out because there was like one season on Netflix. I feel like maybe already. So maybe it had just the first season had been released. And I don't remember when it was, but I watched, sad to say, sorry, everybody, but no, I watched the first episode and I liked it, but I just, for some reason, didn't keep up with it. So I watched it and then I took a break for a year or so. and I was like, oh, this show is good, but I don't know why. Maybe I got distracted by like everything else that's in the streaming services now. But I finally started like really getting into it, maybe within a year. So COVID brought me more Wynonna Earp.
Aren't you glad to be an Earper?
So glad. So that theme song that I so wonderfully attempted to hum is called Tell That Devil. That's the title of the song. It's performed by Jill Andrews. And it's kind of funny, actually, because as I was, you know, doing like some research for this show and listening to music, I just had music on my playlist in the background, and her songs are randomly coming up on my playlist, like some random playlist that I had. I was like, oh, just the world is just listening to me. So I've listened to a couple of her songs now, or a few of them. And Jill Andrews, she's a singer songwriter based out of Nashville, Tennessee, or based in Nashville, Tennessee. She co-founded the indie folk band, The Everybody Fields, but left in 2009 to pursue a solo career. And in 2018, she co-founded the duo Hush Kids with Peter Groenewald. I have to say, I'm not familiar with that. Are either of you familiar with? No?
Mm-mm, no.
All right. So, and then the song Tell That Devil was co-written with Emery Dobbins and Matthew Mayfield. Jill does have a handful of songs that are featured on multiple television series, including, so there's one of her songs called Lost It All was co-written with Matthew Bronlewy, was included in Teen Wolf and The Originals. And then there's a song called Ruster Gold that was co-written with Elise Hayes that was used in Grey's Anatomy, which I feel like that makes sense. Yeah. Like Grey's Anatomy has a lot of, and That same song, Rust or Gold, was used in Beauty and the Beast, but the Canadian-American TV series, not like the movie that came out with Emma, or obviously the original, not the original Beauty and the Beast, 1992 or whatever that came out. So this theme song has been used throughout Wynonna Earp from 2016 through present, which, by the way, I think this is the first show that we're doing that is still currently airing. I don't think we've done one that is still on air, right?
Oh,
or theme.
Yeah, I think you're right. We haven't. This is the only one that we've done that's currently airing.
We are current, and we will get a 5 for Wynonna and many more. Wynonna, I just said 5 for Wynonna. Yes, so it's still the theme song. It's actually the exact part that I hummed is now the current theme song. I don't know if it was a little bit longer maybe when the show started, but it's definitely down to like that little bit right now. And the theme song changed once at the beginning. It was a little slightly different at the beginning of one episode. Do you remember which episode that was from? I just noticed it.
Oh, you just noticed it? No, I don't know.
Well, I noticed it when it happened, and then I looked up that version because I liked it. It was more like slowed down and kind of somber.
Was it the finale? The half finale?
It was the episode right after, spoiler alert, for that Deputy Dolls died. They put out an acoustic, like, slower version of Tell That Devil, and it's pretty cool. It's on one of the Wynonna Earp playlists that exist.
Nice.
I don't think there's an official playlist. Yeah, do you remember? Yeah, the version was good. Do you want to dive into the lyrics of Tell That Devil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little shorter than I thought. Okay. Tell that devil to take you back, take you back, take you back. My heart went from red to black, red to black, red to black. Came up from that lake of fire, lake of fire, lake of fire. Only had that one desire, one desire, one desire. Got a mouthful of gasoline. Don't you bring your mind in me. I gave you all I got to give. I know that ain't no way to live. So I told that devil to take you back. I told that devil to take you back. You came around to watch me break, watch me break, watch me break. Just another soul to take, soul to take, soul to take. Sweet shot of kerosene. When I threw it back, it poisoned me. I gave you all I got to give. I know that ain't no way to live. So I told that devil to take you back. I told that devil to take you back. You're a sweet shot of kerosene. When I threw it back, it poisoned me. Because I gave you all I got to give. I know that ain't no way to live. So I told that devil to take you back. I told that devil to take you back. I actually really, really liked reading that as like a poem version. Yeah, totally. Just with notes stripped down. It's pretty cool. Dark. I'm into it. I'm still struggling on my rating for this. What do you think for a catchy rating for this song?
Yeah, that is kind of hard, huh? It's not as catchy as you would think. Not like Full House or anything like that.
No.
But there's only that one part that you hum like towards the end that you're like, oh yeah, that's Wynonna.
Yep.
I want to say 2.5, maybe 3.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Addie?
You know, full confession, I don't watch the show. So I would even say, just as somebody who, I think I've only heard it like 3 times. I don't think it's catchy. I think it's one of those theme songs that when it's on, you know, like it takes you back to that mood of like you're sitting in for that show. So because of that, and I don't think this is fair for me to even rate, but I'd give it like a 1. But again, just know that I completely own that I have no, should not be making a call.
I've gone back and forth. I think probably just because I've, full disclosure, have probably binged the show a handful of times. No, I mean, I'm on my second rewatch, okay, right now. But the theme song is in my head, so I think it's catchy, and I always hum it whenever the song is on. Like, I leave it. I don't skip the intro like sometimes people do when you're watching Netflix. Skip that intro. No, I like it. So I say like either a 3.5 or a 4.
Nice.
Yeah,
I like that intro too, because it shows the graphics that they show with it is pretty cool. It's really cool.
Yes, I like that. It's very, because the show is based on a comic book that I'll get into in a second, but it's very comic book-ish. And you know what it kind of reminded me of? To, what is that movie?
Sin City?
Yep. That's exactly, yes. That's exactly that. The movie. Yeah. That's what it reminds me of a little bit. It's like the red and black, which is
the cinematography is
mentioned
is
in that song a bunch. Yeah.
The contrast. Yeah.
From red to black. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. Big fan of that intro. So a little bit about the show. So as you know, our theme for the month is, you know, badass women. And it's Women's Month, right? So we want to celebrate all the really cool women out there doing creative things. And the show, so it was created by Emily Andres. But it was based on the comic book series that was by Beau Smith. I didn't read the comics. Did you read any of them, Trina?
I didn't. I didn't even know that it was based off a comic until I started watching the show. Because it says it like based off the graphic novel, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And I think I didn't realize it until I mean, I'm a new watcher anyway, but I think it was after I watched the first time, the whole thing. And I was like, this is based on a comic book, like such a dummy. And you're like, yeah, I forgot to tell you that. I was like, oh, yeah. And so Emily had jokingly pitched the series as a Frozen meets Buffy.
Oh, nice.
And I was laughing when I read this. I mean, this is the research that I found when I was looking online. I was talking to Addie about this. We were looking up some info about the show, right? And it's tough to find stuff out there because the show has such a huge cult following and a lot of like super dedicated fan base, which now I am a part of, but it's very like, it's tough to find what's accurate out there. So kind of take all of these things as, you know, I did some research and this is what I saw. And if it's incorrect, I'll correct myself at a later time. So yeah, I had read that Emily had jokingly pitched the series as a Frozen meets Buffy. And this sent me on a spiral. Well, this sent me thinking like, okay, Winona's definitely more the Buffy character, right? And then Waverly is more Anna from Frozen, who is the sister. So it's like, true. You know, I guess.
You mentioned Buffy, but when I started watching this, I was like, this has the same premise as Buffy. There's like, you know what I mean? Like there's one woman and she is picked, like Winona's case, she was cursed or whatever. But then Buffy, she's like the chosen one. And even just the lines, like the witty line, one-liners.
Oh, yes.
When I was watching Winona, I was like, this is so much like Buffy. This is like the modern day Buffy. I was telling Addie that I almost wanted to do a Buffy versus Winona podcast because I don't think there's one out there.
That sounds really cool. Buffy x Winona. That means I need to really crush some Buffy. Well, that's good. I need to break my Winona obsession. I need a break from it for a little while.
Go back to the OG.
I got to go back to some Buffy.
Yeah.
It also gave me like, I don't think either of you watched this and I know it's definitely totally a different premise, but for some reason I got some True Blood vibes with Winona. And I don't know if it's just that maybe the Southern music and just the kind of, I don't know. I don't know if it's the music, the old school, like kind of country-ish, but the soundtrack has quite a wide variety, but.
Maybe it's like the villains, like the good versus bad. Like the I think that's.
Yep. And the supernatural thing.
Yeah.
The supernatural, there definitely are vampires. Hello, Doc. And then among others. Yeah. And it's just, it's just got a cool like concept with that excessive like gore sometimes when you're like, oh, but it's still sometimes it makes me laugh, but I like it. It's like a little like, I forget how I described it when I first watched it.
We're probably going to get a little bit sidetracked, but that last episode, I noticed there was a lot of gore in that one.
I did too. What's his face? Two-Face Jack with the pitchfork. That was your Rotten Jack. Gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that was, I agree. I was not expecting that. You know, also the episode that I really had a hard time stomaching, I think I like looked, I don't even remember what this one was, but it was when like Winona got taken away by a doctor, quote unquote, and it was she was paralyzed from the waist down but she was trying to pretend and she started to get feeling back. She was trying to pretend that she was okay. Still like couldn't feel anything. And he took like pliers or something and like clamped her toe. And I was like, no, this is too much. I can't watch this. And I still think about that every now and then. Like that episode just really freaked me right out. I don't know if I would have been able to keep a straight face, but you know, it's a show. So all right, what else do I got? So Emily had mentioned, or she's mentioned before multiple times, I've heard some podcasts with her on it, that she always mentions that sexual representation is a key in any series that she creates. I know she's had, I never got into Lost Girl, but I heard that was pretty good. Did you watch that at all?
I haven't, but it makes me want to go back and watch, because if she's involved, you know?
Yep.
I would want to watch
it. Yep, I've heard that's really good. I know, among others that she's done, but I think it's important to have those characters and have the right representation. So I love that she's out there doing the thing.
And just like Buffy, it was subtle. It wasn't a thing, right?
Yeah. That's the best part. And I think that's why I love Wynonna Earp so much, because I think it's not forced and it's just kind of, it's there. And I think I hate when shows make a big to-do about like a whole coming out of a character. Right. I think we talked about this before, probably with Buffy too.
Yeah.
And Schitt's Creek even. Like, it's just, it drives me nuts when there's a whole like to-do about this person is, I like someone of the same sex. Oh my God. Like, it's like a whole thing. But that's what I appreciate a lot about the show. What I do about Buffy, what I definitely did about Schitt's Creek, is that it kind of just exists and it's a relationship like any other. And their relationship, well, the way hot relationship is the best. It's my favorite. But so there are four seasons so far. So we're in the middle of the fourth season, or 4B, part B of the fourth season. And I was a little annoyed because on IMDb, it says Wynonna Earp from 2016 to 2021. And I was like, that's a little premature, because I don't, although, I mean, I think a lot of the misinformation out there is kind of weird a little bit, because sci-fi is saying, you know, obviously, you know, Wynonna Earp is done after season 4, but that's on sci-fi. And there are a zillion other mediums for people to watch and stream shows now. I would find it really hard to believe it if it actually ended on season 4. And if the show ends the way, Trina, the way that you and I had discussed potentially, or this episode, this season, I think if it ended this way, people are going to lose their mind hole. But
yeah,
I like that, mind hole.
Lose their mind hole. I don't know. We shall see. We shall see what happens. So according to what I had saw on Wikipedia, the series, they titled it a supernatural Western horror. And it's about, as we had discussed, well, Wynonna Earp, she's the great-great-granddaughter of Wyatt Earp, returns to her hometown of Purgatory, where she fights revenants who are essentially reincarnated revenants or outlaws that Wyatt Earp have killed. And I guess the show is very much known for, I would say, super snappy, quick wit dialogue. The most recent episode, I was pretty sure they said, I'm surprised when they swear every single time for some reason. And I'm like, I know it's like on TV, but for some reason it's like a shock. And I think Wynonna Earp said motherfucker. And I was like, holy shit. Like, she just said that word. I just like when they swear, it cracks me up, but yeah. Didn't know they could say that on TV.
Yeah.
So the cast, I'll just kind of talk about the main cast, because there are a lot of reoccurring roles that come into play, but the main cast. So we have, of course, our queen, Melanie Scrofano, who plays Wynonna Earp, the kick-ass main character. She wields the power of the Peacemaker handgun. We have Tim Rozon, who plays Doc Holliday, also Mutt and Schitt's Creek. But I love him as Doc Holliday so much. And I, when I'm watching the show, I think I find myself like repeating the words he says sometimes, just because the way he says them. I'm trying to think of what he said. Oh, there's one, he was like, thunderation, when he was like really mad about something. And he also said, there was another, the way he said Uber once, called it an Ober. And I think I've laughed out loud.
Can you do a Doc Holliday impression saying Wynonna Earp?
I don't know. Winona Earp. No, that was terrible. Well, there was one thing he said to Bobo, and he's like, or not to Bobo, or it's just somebody. He's like, who drank all my banana liqueur? Just like the way he says liqueur. Like, liqueur.
So old-timey. Really.
Yeah. And then there's like, there's another episode where he was super pumped about his like, was like that pink Cadillac or that pink car that he had, or was it? And then he was like, it's got a cassette player, and he gets like super excited. My car still has one. No, just kidding, mine doesn't. Mine has a CD player, but still. So so Tim Rose on Doc Holliday, he was Wyatt's partner, cursed with eternal health by the Stone Witch, who had cured his tuberculosis. Then we have Dominique Provost Chalky, who plays Waverly Earp. She is Winona's youngest. I struggle saying half sister, but she's her sister. She's her sister. It says, according to the Wikipedia, half sister, but, and we know that's true, but it's her sister. Her father is an angel, and she inherits some supernatural powers from him. Then we have Catherine Burrell, who's Officer Nicole Hott, which is half of Way Hot. And obviously Dominique is also one half of Way Hot. She's the Way and the Way Hot. Kat is, or Officer Nicole Hott is Waverly's fiance. She collaborates with BBD. And she lost, I keep forgetting this too. I guess she lost her position as sheriff in season 4 when Winona, Doc, and Waverly were away for freaking 18 months, which was a wild time, aka quarantined COVID. And then, of course, Jeremy Chetry, who is Varun Saranga. I love him. He's the little, he's the former BBD lab tech. He's super awkward. He just has some really good one-liners, and he's very funny. Just, I really like his character a lot. Mm-hmm. And of course, I have to mention him. He's not on the show anymore, though, but Shamir Anderson, who played Deputy Marshal Xavier Dolls from seasons 1 through 3. I was laughing at this because I know he was like a, what do they call him? Like a dragon or something, mm-hmm. but Wikipedia called him a quote, combustible mutant lizard man. It's like, oh, I guess that makes sense.
That's actually pretty accurate.
That is. And then we also have like, there's a bunch of random, there's a bunch of characters that come and go as they please. Bunny, that lady played by Jan Arden. That character, she cracks me up. That episode with the loves all over.
Yeah.
Whatever, that was 408 or whatever it was. I just laughed at everything that came out of her mouth half that time. She's like, no, this is not a soccer locker room. Like she just she just reminds me so much of Professor Umbridge from Harry Potter for some reason. And maybe totally. It's the pink. I don't know. Like, I think she wears pink.
It's the hate that you have for her.
It's the hate I have for her. I feel pretty similar to both characters, to be honest.
I hated Professor Umbridge. Ugh.
Yes, when I was reading and watching Harry Potter, hated. And then when this character came out, Winona Earp, I was like, why do I hate her so much? It's because she reminds me of Professor Umbridge. Although I will say with the Loves All Over episode when everyone got glittered at the end, she said that Nedley was giving her a ride home. Do you remember this? And I was like, I could get down with that pairing.
I know.
If she lightens up a minute.
Maybe she will lighten up hanging out with Nedley.
Yeah, maybe she will. So, next.
Did you mention Nedley at all? Like his name? Who?
I did. Well, I didn't mention him as like a,
a character.
I didn't put him in the main, but I guess he is the main.
Yeah, he's in the main.
Yeah, he's the main character. Sorry, Greg. Is that his real name? I don't know. Officer Nedley. Sheriff Nedley. I'm still a newbie. No, but yes, he's a main character. Not in every episode, but he's definitely there. Most of them. So he can be added on the main list. I can just read the doozy of a fun fact that I found that I loved.
Yeah, go for it. Do it.
Yeah, so this, I still am like super excited about this fact, and I mean, this is probably old news to some people, but I didn't realize. And again, the things you find on the internet, take it or leave it, right? But I did see that apparently every episode is a song title. And I had definitely noticed it with some episodes, but not all of them. And then I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to research this. So I went down some kind of hole yesterday and also made a playlist that we will make sure to link once we post about this episode. But yeah, so every episode is a song title. I made a playlist in case anyone would like to listen, and you must listen in order because it goes in order based on the episode. So from the first episode titled Purgatory, there's a song called Purgatory, and that's the first episode you listen to. But there's a couple that I really liked. So Jolene, obviously, I hate that episode so much because I feel bad that everyone's being mean to Waverly the whole time. Mm-hmm. But obviously Jolene by Dolly Parton, episode 305, Love's All Over, Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner. There's Look at Them Beans, which is by Johnny Cash, season 4, episode 3. Friends in Low Places, also a good one, season 4, episode 2. I Hope You Dance by Leanne Womack, episode 12 in season 2. There's also Landslide, also a good one. Landslide by Fleetwood Mac, of course, season 1, episode 11. And then Purgatory, which is the pilot episode, season 1, episode 1.
Is it true they're all country western songs?
Yes, I was just going to say that. So most of them that I found, yes, were all country western songs. And even if like there were some out there that I did see that there were obviously like there's a song title and there are many people that have different, many artists that may have the same song title. But I always ended up erring on the side of what sounds more country or trying to like, and then like, it definitely makes sense. There was, for some reason, there was one episode title / song title that I couldn't find on Spotify that I got annoyed with. It was called Two-Face Jack I guess allegedly that episode title, the song that's supposed to correlate with it is called Two-Faced Preacher by Hank Williams. And for some reason, I couldn't find that on Spotify. So I'm sorry, folks. That song is missing. But yeah, they all have like some kind of country western like twang to it. And then they have what's the one that you told me about? Oh, Kelly Pickler has, I don't know if it's a cover or if that, but that, yep, she definitely has a song on there. And then there was Undo It, I think was another episode title. And that's was a Carrie Underwood song. Which is pretty good. However, the soundtrack, which I don't know if they even officially have Wynonna Earp official soundtrack or if it's just a fan that created it, knowing Wynonna Earp is probably a fan that created.
I think it's a fan. I was looking because I know, you know how Buffy has a soundtrack themselves.
Yeah.
They put together. But I was looking too for Wynonna because I like some of the songs that they play on some of these episodes. Mm-hmm. But I could not find anything. It's just fan-made playlists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have some others, but I'll add it. I can pause on them.
Yeah, I mean, you want to go into game time. This game time that's a special game time for this episode. And then after this, we can dive into the fun facts if we haven't touched on them.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right.
Special game time.
Special game time.
Special game time.
Battle for the Peacemaker.
Shelby versus Trina. Battle for the Peacemaker. Let's go.
I don't trust myself.
Let me preface this that I have not seen it a second time. It's been a while since I've watched, so I think you're probably going to take this, Shelby.
I don't know. I told you I don't have very much faith in myself because I have not. I mean, no, I definitely pay attention, but there's so much that happens in each episode. And I think when I first started watching, I think I told you, I was like, I was half paying attention. And then when like Waverly and Nicole's character got together, I was like, I'm paying attention more, listening. So.
And then this isn't for our overall points scoreboard.
Right. This isn't going to the scoreboard. Just for fun.
It's our funsies between me and you.
And my only disclaimer is, Shelby has mentioned earlier, there's not a lot of solid information. So we're going to give this a shot. If it turns out to be a dud, we'll have both Shelby and Trina just battle it out on what they know. I'll let you both take it from there.
Cool.
Are you ready?
Let's go.
Yes.
Okay. Let's start with something very simple and kind of interesting. What is Doc Holliday's favorite cookie?
I don't know.
Wow. That's a. You said it was easy. I'm like,
okay, I'll give you some options.
No.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Are we both just answering at the same time? Yes.
No. Raisin.
Ginger snaps. Snickerdoodles. Chocolate chip. Or none of the above. He doesn't like cookies.
Snickerdoodle?
I was going to say ginger snaps.
I don't fucking know.
Shelby got it right. Snickerdoodle.
I was going to say snickerdoodle.
According to what I found.
Okay. That could have been the one that Jolene fed him, force fed him. That freaking episode. She was like feeding everybody baked goods.
All right. Number two. How many reverends are there? 101, 99, 66, or 77?
I know this. Bye, I think. 77.
I was going to say 66. I'm probably wrong.
I don't know.
77.
Your face. I was so scared. I was like,
77 revenants. So... that leads me to the first question that I had here, but I wanted to start with that. True or false, the show is based on a famous gunman, Wyatt Earp, and the legend is that he killed 77 enemies that keep coming back from the dead, aka zombies. True or false?
I mean, it's true.
Well...
that's true. I didn't know it was true that he like killed all those people. I thought that was just made up for the show, but
now that sounds absurd. There's no way. You're making me back out.
Well, I don't know. I was gonna say false, and now I don't know.
Go with your gut. So what do you
okay?
What do you both?
I'm gonna say false.
I say true.
It is true. There was a gunman, Wyatt Earp, and he killed 77. Obviously, there's no zombies, but
right. Okay,
a true story.
I knew he. I knew Wyatt Earp was a true. Okay, wait. I knew he was a true person, but I think the zombies threw me off because I was like, there weren't zombies. That didn't happen. Just to preface, that was my answer. I think I got too hung up on the zombies. I did know Wyatt Earp is a real person.
Let's give this other one a shot. What element can Dolls control when he enters demon mode? Water, air, fire, or earth?
Fire.
Earth. I don't know. No, yes, fire. Fire.
Fire.
Fire. Fire.
Fire. Fire breathing dragon.
Yeah.
Okay, here's this one. What kind of accent does Waverly use to break into Black Badge headquarters? A French accent or a British accent?
A bad British accent.
It was?
I think so.
Oh, you watched it because more recently.
I think Nicole makes fun of her bad British accent, which is hilarious because Waverly's British in real life, which
right.
is...
Right.
But I think she purposely did a bad accent, I think.
Well, you watched it more recently.
Well, now I don't know because she can also speak French. Yeah. So I don't know.
I'll say French. I'll just go opposite.
So it's British. She gave off like a mixture of British with Scotland type of accent.
Look at me. When she had those red glasses on. Remember that? And like the white lab coat.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm pretty sure that was the time. Yeah.
Okay. Which Earp hair is referred to as the one-year wonder? Ward Earp, Edwin Earp, Joshua Earp, or Willa Earp?
One-year
wonder.
Willa through. Say the names again.
I know. I was Ward, just going to say Willa. But I don't know.
Edwin, Joshua, or Willa?
I think I have my answer.
What's your answer?
I think it's Edwin.
I'm going to get Willa. I have no idea, though. I actually don't know that.
Edwin.
Edwilla.
Okay.
What type of tree does Winona say she'll plant in honor of Willa?
I was going to say a murder tree as a joke, but that's not really a
thing. So we have elm, dogwood, cherry, or poplar.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm going to guess cherry.
I'm going to guess dogwood.
It's poplar.
What's wrong?
We suck.
I know some ERPers are probably like, God, don't you know that answer?
I know, seriously. We're gonna get some hate mail after this episode. I'm just kidding. I hope not.
Here's the last one. Who saved Nicole Hott after the cult of Bolshear massacre in the woods? Is it Doc, Holiday, Randy, Nedley, Maddie the blacksmith, or Waverly Earp?
Oh, I wish it was Waverly. I believe it's Randy Nedley.
Yep, Nedley.
You both are right.
Yeah. Hey, we did pretty good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
We're tied. No, I'm just joking. We won by 1 point.
How were those questions? Like, were they legit or just like...
No. I mean, I think so. Those are good.
Yeah.
I thought those were good. And to be honest with you, the fun facts that I have didn't even overlap with those. Nice. So some of them I could continue with that. Yeah. Cool. I thought those were great. Mm-hmm. I thought awesome. They were good questions.
Well, Shelby, I hand you the peacemaker. You won by a point, 5-4.
Yes, peacemaker. Okay, well, speaking of the peacemaker, as one of my fun facts, I didn't notice this, but fans of course did, that the peacemaker changes different. Did you notice this, Trina? Sometimes it's blue and sometimes it's red. I don't know how I didn't notice that. And according to like a Twitter comment by Tim Rose on in like 2017, he said that when the peacemaker turns red, it means that Winona needs to send, or the Revenants, they need to be sent to hell. So the Revenant needs to be sent to hell. And then if it turns blue, which it does on occasion, there's a better way of dealing with that enemy. So the peacemaker turned blue when it shot Willa and Rosita.
Interesting.
Who I really like both of those characters, even though Willa made me angry, but big fan of Rosita.
Oh yeah, I really like Rosita too. I knew that. I knew it changed. I knew it changed to red, but I didn't remember blue. That makes sense.
Do we think Willa's going to come back at some point? Because I feel like they didn't find her body.
Didn't she get taken underground?
We think. Yeah.
We think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. They could.
There's potential.
Maybe that's what season 5 is about.
Yeah, I know. Dun dun. All right. Let's see. Oh, so about the theme song that I had mentioned by Jill Andrews, Tell That Devil. Where did my notes go? Oh yeah, the theme song was also performed in another television series called Nashville by Hayden Panettiere. I cannot pronounce her name. Mm-hmm. I listened to it. It sounds great, no judgments, but I definitely like the original better, but it just sounded very, it was a lot more like more poppy country as far than like country western, like,
yeah,
rock, which I think is what Jill Andrews has going on.
Right.
Next fun fact, Winona Earp, the show, is known as a 10 out of 10 show, which I didn't actually, which means that all positions in the cast and crew are filled by Canadians. Love those Canadians.
Oh, wow.
So, and it's filmed in Calgary. So, yeah, 10 out of 10.
Well, can they make it 8 out of 10 so we can go join that crew?
Sorry. Send us a note. Melanie had found out that she was pregnant not long after the show was picked up for season 2. And the producers, which thankfully decided to write her pregnancy in to the show instead of concealing it. And I guess the cast and crew had to hide the pregnancy from fans though. So it was a complete surprise to audience when that was revealed.
Oh, wow.
And Mel had worked up until like her due date, apparently. She had her son 2 days after filming had wrapped for season 2. Like, hot damn. Yeah. And this is just like a little tidbit that I found too, that for season 4, as we know, I feel like they've been working on season 4, they've said like for like 3 years or so. And the first half of season four was shot in the winter. I think it started, what, early 2020? Mm-hmm. And then it got shut down because of COVID. And then the second half was shot during the summer months. So it looks like everything looks totally different for 4B what we're watching right now. It's so pretty, though. Like, it's still gorgeous. Like, it just looks so different without the snow and the cold. And I think the cast had complained that, like, not complained, but they said this was like one of the only times they've actually been like, we're complaining about being hot on set. This doesn't happen very often. Most of the crew working on season four of Wynonna Earp has been with the show since the very beginning. How cute. Those 10 out of 10s. The character Waverly Earp was actually made for the show. She was not in the comics, and so she was created. Thank goodness for our creative liberties. Thanks.
Good call.
Yeah. Good call on that. One of the other ones that I liked, too, that I think, again, take it or leave it, this is the interwebs. The real Wyatt Earp had no children, allegedly. The original gent, he took his name to the grave and left no children that we know about. However, he was, I mean, no really however, but he was also apparently married four times. So four times, no children, fine. But again, thank goodness for some artistic liberties where they created the character of Wynonna Earp. I think that is all the facts that I have at this time.
I'm going to ask you, Shelby, can you Kevin Bacon this?
Oh, I thought it was going to be something else and I wasn't prepared.
Oh, no, I have fun questions for you later, but let's start with an easy one.
Wait, I feel like I should be able to Kevin Bacon because we went with Tim, right? If you went with the Tim route. I actually don't know if I can. I was thinking about it before without looking it up. I feel like something with Tim to Eugene, to Allison, to Buffy. Oh, but I don't know. To Buffy, to Sarah, Michelle Gellar, right? But I don't know. I can't think of any of the names of the movies or anything. I just know the people. Can you do it, please?
That was one route. Yeah, you're right. It goes from Tim.
What's another one? I want to,
There's a quicker route and it's through Michael Eklund, who plays Bobo Del Rey.
Oh, that's right.
And he was in a movie with Evan Rachel Wood called Into the Forest. And then Evan Rachel Wood was in a movie with Kevin Bacon called Digging to China.
Wow.
Ah.
So that is 2 degrees.
Cool. So that's way quicker than mine.
Yeah. But that was, that's the most, I think the route you, that's the original route I had too.
Eugene. When I was thinking about it. Yeah. Cause like Tim, Tim to Eugene, to that's Allison,
to
Sarah. Yeah. That's like Buffy. Five. Yeah. I have a funny would you rather that I just thought of as I was watching, or not recently, because that one episode that they kept, they stole, I forget who, maybe Revenant stole the banana liqueur out of the shorties and Doc was really upset. And the way he said liqueur made me laugh the whole time. And I want to just pronounce it that way. Would you rather have to, or what type of liquor or liqueur would you rather just have to take a shot of, let's say every day for the rest of your life, you have to take one. Would it be banana liqueur or whiskey or tequila? Let's just throw that one in there too, because that's, they drink those three things on the show for the most part.
Well, I think I know this. This one's easy for me. I think it's got to be a shot of whiskey a day.
Yep, keeps the doc
away.
What about you, Addie?
Oh, me? Okay. I'll make that one. Whiskey, hands down, whiskey.
Mm. Yeah. I think I would do tequila. You guys, you know this.
Yeah.
Probably. I like my tequila shots. Banana liqueur? No, thank you.
No. That sounds like a nasty hangover.
All that sugar?
No, thanks.
No, thank you.
All right, Shelby, do you have any more questions? Fun questions?
No, I'm not ready for what you're about to ask me.
I'm going to ask you two important questions. The first one is, you have to pick one to party with, one to have just one night of whatever you want to do with, and then one you're going to marry. So who is it going to be?
Ooh, God damn it. Sorry. You asked me this pretty early on, and I think my answer may have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think when I initially watched the show, when I first started, I was like pretty hung up on Nicole Hott's character, and that definitely changed. Okay, so party, Wynonna would be super fun to party with, I think,
yeah,
because she
down.
Just, hands down. one night of a one night stand or
one, whatever one you want to do for one night.
This is really hard for me because, okay, well, if people don't know the two people that I'm debating, it's either Waverly's character or Nicole Hott's character, which one? There's not really another question in my mind. Doc, I would just be fun to, like, he would probably be fun to party with too because he can drink. So Winona and Doc, that'd be a fun time.
Yeah.
Also Jeremy. So let's just add them in the fun times. I know I have to pick one person, but fun time category.
Fun. Yeah.
And also, what's his face? What's the newest that was in jail with Winona? Casey? Is that his name? That was in the trailer. What's his name? Chili Cook-Off?
Yeah, yeah. He was the extractor. He was the extractor.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The extractor man. Yeah. Anyway, so he could be entertaining too. Okay. Back to the main topic at hand. Are you going to have to answer the same question?
No, this is only for you.
This is for me. Yeah, it's going to have to be Mary Waverly Earp and then maybe one night stand with Nicole.
How dare you? You changed it. Nicole will be so upset at you.
I changed it.
She's going to be so upset.
Yep, definitely changed it. I also feel, I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole. I was going to say, I also feel like I feel differently about their characters than I probably do as them as people, which I still think they're great. And my answer actually would probably still be the same. So let's just leave it.
Well, then this question might be very easy. So you know how the fog is creeping out from the garden and it's going to scramble your brain? You can only save one person on the show. Who's it going to be?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Okay, you have to answer that question, too. I have to. Please. Please. Because
yeah, I'll answer that one.
I can't. Like, it's Winona Earp. The show is Winona Earp. It's like her, right? Without that, there's no show. But then there's also an angel named Waverly. Yeah. That's adorable. That's really hard. This is a really, I don't know if I can answer that question. That is, I would want to save two people, three people, maybe four. I don't know. I'd sacrifice myself for everybody for the greater good. That's my answer. I don't know. What would you say if you had to pick one?
I think I was along the same thought as you. I mean, Winona, you'd have to save, right? But
I feel like it would be, yeah.
But I mean, Waverly is the half angel.
Mm-hmm. My thought process is also like, okay, Waverly's a half angel, so she could maybe fend for herself a little bit better. So maybe if we save Winona, Waverly will still be okay. I don't know. That's probably not. Who knows?
Why did I ask this? This is hard.
Right?
You know what? I think.
Just gonna throw a random character in there. Let's just save
save Jeremy. Just kidding.
That was Jeremy. Let's just save Calamity Jane. Just save her again. I can't. Save Jeremy.
Okay, if you save Waverly, she'd be very devastated because she's lost her sister and her lover.
Right.
And her girlfriend, right?
Yeah. Wow, that's a good point. That's a good point. I just got chills.
Yeah. If you save Winona, I mean, she cares for everybody, but she really hurt the most with Waverly gone.
Mm-hmm. Or does Doc? Doc is eternal anyway, right?
Right, Doc is eternal.
It's like, it's almost like you're doing them a favor. If you have to save one person, you don't want it to be, you can't pick one. I feel like they're like the trio, Waverly, Nicole, and...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Winona, you know, like, I feel like that's really hard to separate them, even though you don't want any of them to die. No.
Well, I think I would, oh my God. I guess I would have to just, it's probably going to change, but I'll say Winona.
Ah, yep.
You agree? You're going to go with Winona?
Well, if you say Winona, maybe I can say Waverly. Just go that way.
There you go.
That's the plan. No, I don't know. Yeah, that's very, very hard. I think our rationalizations are very thought out though, so...
It's very thought out. Something to pontificate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you make me want to save Doc, though.
Right?
I mean, he's already doomed to eternal life.
Yeah.
Oh, poor
Bunny.
Doc.
Just kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
Save Bunny. Oh man. Which also, yeah, I didn't realize that she was that Love Is All Over episode. She got up there.
Yeah.
At Shorty's.
That song.
That song, Insensitive. I didn't realize that was her song in real life. And I was like, when she started singing it, and I was like, oh, that sounds familiar. Oh, she sings that song.
Yeah. I didn't know that until you said it, said anything. Yeah.
I was like, I think she did. Let me Google that. Of course, Shelby. Google. Yep, correct. Crazy.
Shelby, if you save Waverly, you can keep her for yourself.
That is, yeah. That's accurate. That's absolutely accurate.
Anyway, that's all the questions I had.
Any hoot.
Is there any hints for next week's episode?
Ooh, dun dun dun.
I thought I had it. Now I'm debating. I think I need to change it.
So it's just going to be a surprise for everybody.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
Ooh.
Well, it was fun hanging out at the Herb Homestead.
Let's do it again?
Yes.
Head over to catchypodcast.com and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app. And follow us on Instagram to stay in touch for the in-between episode fun. The IG handle is @catchypodcast, just like the name of the show. And for this podcast, we are
signing off. To the Winerp.
Winerp.
My cat's like, what the fuck just happened? Wide variety.
Winona and Bullshar. How do you, did I say that right?
Bullshar.
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 They called him so many different names throughout the whole time when he was around. It made me laugh. Like, I think every single time they called him something different. Bullshit. What was the, I forget, that was my favorite one.
Yeah.
Ball shaft.
Sorry.
Ball shaft.
Let's scratch that one all together.
Oh, dang it.
Even if I was a monkey.
Even the monkeys don't like it.
Yeah. Well, it was fun hanging out at the Herb Homestead. Oh, let me do that again. It's like all happy. Herb Homestead.
Derp-a-derp.